Cord cutting became the most common term for the choice millions of people made when they decided to get rid of their cable TV subscriptions, whether because of cost or selections or something else. Now it's estimated that at least 100 million Americans subscribe to some kind of streaming service for a more a la carte approach to on-screen entertainment. But Netflix's announcement of layoffs has observers wondering about the present and future of streaming. With me to talk more about that is Kevin Sandler, associate professor in the Film and Media Studies program at ASU. Kevin, the field is much more crowded right now. How has that affected the streaming platforms?
I think that it's affected the overall look in streaming in that there's greater competition for content. And with greater competition for content, that might mean that the quality certainly may suffer as more and more services are trying to attract the best talent to make the best shows. And so that leads, consumers to, in a way, kind of figure out, all right, if the service that I always use had the best content, largely Netflix, but now perhaps other services have, attracted better talent that has produced better shows, I'm going to rethink whether or not Netflix, which used to be the king of the streaming services, is worth it.
Kevin, what about the people who are in a position where, let's say, they like a couple of shows on HBO Max, they like a show on Apple, they like a show on Paramount Plus, and then they're starting to think about this a la carte thing that is actually adding up to an enormous bill for them. How does this affect consumers, do you think, and how they're thinking about the choices they're making when it comes to streaming?
Well, I think that a la carte, which was the cry saying, I'm paying way too much for what I don't watch, we are now come back to that fact, which is there's a lot of services out there and I need to kind of rethink which one is providing the same value because I can't watch all of them. And consumers see that their, streaming bill perhaps is just as expensive as their cable bill was at one time, particularly if they are using live TV. So that's kind of the major difference is that live TV came in with your basic cable and premium cable and whether you bought an HBO or a Cinemax back in the day. Now you have a lower bill if you choose to ignore or to, not include a live TV in your bill, but nevertheless, it still could add up to, $50 to $60, which at this time may be, too expensive for many, many people.
Kevin, how much of it do you think is saturation among the number of streaming providers, or how much of it is quality versus quantity for even subscribers? Maybe subscribers are saying, I really love this program, but there are only 8 episodes of it, and I have to wait another year and a half to see it again, and yet I'm paying for this entire channel. Do you think that had anything to do with what Netflix is struggling with and the broader horizon, frankly, of the streaming services?
Well, the word churn, which always was in the old school cable, which is the percentage of people who are canceling your services every month. Somewhere it stands at around perhaps 25%. In which people are canceling and then perhaps resubscribing 6 years later. So the challenge for streaming services, just like it was back in the day, for cable companies, which you were subscribing again to a premium channel like HBO or Cinemax or Showtime or something else, is how do I provide value to consumers, month in and month out? And that could come with saying having a deep catalog of particularly popular shows, whether it be like Friends or The Office, and people want to have it, sitting there anytime that they want to watch. Or it could come with having, sports affiliated or as it comes to it, just the shows that people want to watch. And I think that what we are going to see and increasingly seeing is streaming becoming more like cable.
And how has this affected the traditional networks? We'll say ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox in terms of their approach. This isn't meant to be disparaging, but on NBC, you might have a night of all Dick Wolf-produced shows. On CBS, you have a lot of the NCIS kind of shows. Are they just sort of taking a backseat to the streamers or trying to fill what used to be this enormous category now is more of a niche.
Right now, every major media and technology company has planted a flag in the streaming, you know, world. I mean, and so the networks, you know, are just one small subsidiary of these giant media companies. And, you know, the traditional networks, CBS, NBC, I mean, and ABC and Fox, I mean, those shows don't dominate the Emmys anymore. I mean, they're there for the people who don't really subscribe to streaming. They're just making comfort food for an aging audience. And eventually things will just be moving into the streaming space. I mean, everything.
And at-home entertainment, the expansion of that, we were certainly heading in that direction. How much did the pandemic speed that up and make it so the competition was happening even earlier?
Right now, the streamers are generally, some are pulling back on their content costs. Others are, you know, are maintaining their content costs. I don't see many streamers saying, hey, we're going to be spending much more this year because things are uncertain. I mean, just everything is kind of uncertain, particularly with Netflix's quarterly one reviews and what they see as their quarterly two reviews, in which they're going to be losing 2 million subscribers. I think, you know, whether it be, you know, pundits, whether it be the industry, whether it be the artists, I think they see streaming flat for a little bit as they kind of figure out this new world with many, many, many players and certainly trying to, and that content costs will continue to increase, particularly if you want to track the top showrunners, you know, the top filmmakers in the industry. And there's only so many top showrunners and top people, filmmakers in the industry. So, you know, how do we maintain, you know, growth while at the same time, you know, providing quality content? I mean, that's kind of the balance. And I think whether it be consolidation, whether it is that we see this increase of ad services that are available, I think it's increasing consumer choice. I mean, that's seems to be the direction that our people are going as they kind of navigate this world in which there's just so much competition for quality programming.
Kevin Sandler, associate professor in the Film and Media Studies program at Arizona State. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.